When you get to this point in the journey, it's less about who you play and more about how you play. And so with respect to that, we respect everyone that's in the field. We don't take it for granted. We understand that it's going to be challenging. But our energies are where they should be, and that's on us.
Happy New Year, everyone, as we roll into January football.
Where's your hat?
No hat. It's the New Year.
Oh, okay.
Right? We're done celebrating.
Let's get the noisemakers out again.
I think we're good. Okay. I threw them away so Pursuta couldn't play with them this week. How about that?
Okay.
That's fair.
Good plan.
All right. We are in January football. The postseason 12 teams are left, as Coach Tomlin said. The Steelers are one of them. And bye week labs. I know everyone's happy about this.
You know, and I got to be honest with you. Bye weeks in the playoffs are more enjoyable than bye weeks during the regular season. That's a statement. Okay. Fun fact.
Fun fact from Labs. Don't check your facts. All right, let's take a look at the wild card games this weekend. I know Labs and the rest of Steelers Nation will be anxiously watching to see what happens. Of the four teams you see there on the left, the Steelers can play three of them. Next Sunday, 1:05 at Heinz Field. We know that is set. It's just a matter of who, Labs.
Yeah, and I don't know. Do I get to pick now? And tell you who I want to play?
Sure.
Does that have any impact?
You can tell me who you want to play.
Yeah, I want Jacksonville.
You and Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, I mean, I maybe for different reasons. Ben had the worst game, certainly, of this season for him. The worst game that he's had in a while. I can't remember the last time his statistics were as bad as they were that afternoon. But the thing I like about a return engagement with Jacksonville, actually, there's two things. Number one is they are very inexperienced when it comes to playing in the playoffs, and they're largely one-dimensional on offense. And usually either one of those two things spells a quick exit for a team out of this single elimination tournament. But when you have both, which was the case with the Miami Dolphins last year, and the playoff game was, I won't say it was a piece of cake, but I didn't feel my hair getting gray as the game was going on.
All right, now I have to ask, for the Ravens, they had to win on Sunday in order to get into the tournament. Of course, we know Cincinnati beat the Ravens. Buffalo got in case if you have not noticed. The city of Buffalo everywhere is very excited. 17-year playoff drought. So were you happy or sad that the Ravens are not in the postseason last?
I'll tell you what, I was watching the game, and I want the Ravens to win, because then there was a good chance the Ravens would go to Foxborough in the divisional round if they would win their wild card game. And, you know, I like that. I like playing a team after that team goes 60 minutes against the Baltimore Ravens, because win or lose, you played 60 minutes of physical football. But I have to admit, when Andy Dalton hit that pass to Tyler Boyd, and they showed John Harbaugh on the sideline all depressed, I laughed. I mean, I couldn't help myself, even though it was against what I kind of wanted to happen. It's always good news when the Ravens lose. I can't help myself.
All right. For us, it's a little bit of a different week here, that being that it is a bye. We have the live show today and then on Wednesday at 4 p.m. as well. For the players, though, Coach Tomlin is keeping things normal. They were off Monday and today, practicing Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at normal times before taking off Saturday and Sunday before getting ready for the divisional round. Here's more from Coach Tomlin during his press conference.
The structure in which we work, I think, is good to have continuity in that area. Rhythm, guys know what time their cars need to pull up in that lot, et cetera, what time we'll be walking through those doors to take the field. What we do will be very specific to our given state and where we are. But the structure in which we work, I did strive for continuity in those areas.
Makes sense. This is something coaches kind of kept structure with the entire season, too.
Yeah, coaches like routine. You like getting your team in the routine. And I would imagine, even though, like, if you play Saturday in the divisional round, and if you win, then you get an extra day to prepare or heal for the championship game round. But there's also something I believe that coaches like about 1 o'clock on Sunday, because 1 o'clock on Sunday is the routine. And so I think that while there may have been some interest in playing Saturday because of the reasons that I just mentioned, 1 o'clock on Sunday is a pretty nice draw too.
It's doable, and it might be 30 degrees, so a little different.
Heat wave.
I'll take it.
Short sleeves.
Yeah, right. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we return, quick hits from Coach Tomlin's press conference coming your way.